In the name of Jesus, the provider, amen. So our gospel reading today is the famous story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with only a few items of food. You know, I learned pretty early on in economics class and then pretty early on in life when I was on my own, one important life lesson. There's no such thing, right, as I learned in economics, as a free meal. There's no such thing as a free lunch or a free dinner. And especially we know this here in New York. Meaning in this world of ours, everything costs something. Nothing besides grace, which is beyond this world given to us, is free. Grace is the only thing that's free. God's grace given freely in Jesus Christ. And when you think about it, grace has a cost, a huge cost, not to us, but to God. Grace costs God everything. God the Father gave His only Son totally to die for our salvation. And grace, you might have heard, can be broken down as God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace given for us. But back to us, right? It can be tough in this world. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Martin Luther puts in the Small Catechism, Jesus Christ has purchased us, not with gold or silver, or I can update it even on credit, but with His holy, precious body and blood, His innocent suffering and death, that we would be His own, live with Him in His kingdom, rely on God for all things, and be in everlasting righteousness, innocence and blessedness. Or Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 2, 8 through 10 verses. By grace, we've been saved, not of our own doing, the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast, that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works that God's prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. We're saved by God's grace in Jesus Christ. We're created anew in Christ Jesus for good works, doing good things for God, for everyone. Jesus says, right, give as I give to you. Well, that's the run-up, right, to our reading today. It's not easy. It can be a challenge to give as Jesus gives. Living this grace costs a lot in a world where nothing's free. And then there's the challenge of caring for those closer in our lives that God gives us. That can take a lot out of us, for our loved ones even, in a costly world fallen in sin. When I think about this reading of Jesus, I think back, I remember on my vicarage, to a story of God providing. But it wasn't quite apparent right away. I was on vicarage or an intern, I was learning to be a pastor. I visited a member in the hospital who was in intensive care. The husband of that member was there with his wife. She was in intensive care. And I remember he wouldn't move. He wanted to be there with his wife. He was fulfilling the commandment. One of the blessings of marriage, of course, is that you're there in sickness and in health. He remained at her side. And yet, as the day went on, this love took a toll on him. When I visited later, I could see this. He was tired. He was borderline incoherent. He wouldn't leave even to sleep. He was hungry. He was going to collapse in exhaustion if no one intervened. And finally, I had to gently but firmly insist, I will hold her hand. I will be here in your place. You go take a nap and get something to eat. And I remember telling him gently, you can't help her if you have nothing to give yourself. You can't give what you don't got. As the Bible says, we're called to bear one another's burdens all together, being there for one another. It often takes more than just one or two. 3 and 4, God's Word and love working through us, hence a congregation, bearing burdens. Caregiving is costly. Giving to others is costly. Jesus knows that grace and love are costly. And that's why in our reading, he asked the 12 disciples to give them something to eat. Not just one, but all 12. He asked the congregation. In our gospel reading today, Jesus and his disciples, his followers, his fellow caregivers, they're worn out. Jesus goes off to a desolate place. He needs a rest. He's been giving and healing and teaching. They've been giving and receiving and giving more. Jesus sends out his disciples even before this. He gave them power to heal in his name. They've been all over. Many in our reading says are always coming and going to Jesus. 24/7, New York lifestyle. No time even to eat. They're exhausting. Caregiving can be all consuming. Jesus, gently but firmly though, invites the people to him. He goes to the crowd. He tells the disciples not to send them away so that they could buy their own food. Jesus makes this very clear to his disciples. He knows this costs a lot, and Jesus asks, "What do you have to give?" "Well, not much." "Jesus, have you seen the budget?" "There's not much there, Jesus. We're running on empty." "What do you got?" See, Jesus keeps asking. "Oh, well, I suppose there are a few loaves of bread and some fish, but I don't think you can use that, Jesus. The bread's probably stale and the fish, well, it's the end of the day, you know." How does Jesus work in the world? He uses sinners like us who are worn out and tired. He uses us to be his caregivers. He takes stale bread. He takes stinky fish. He takes sinners. And he strengthens them. He multiplies his grace in us. Something to remember always as we look at our own budgets, and especially as we look at our church budget. Do we look at it as a point of loss, or do we look at it as a point of gain? Because God sees grace as gain. I want you to put it like this. To be a child means to be fed. Right? That's a child. To be an adolescent means to feed yourself. But to be an adult means you learn to feed yourself and you feed others. That's not bad. You hear it every time you fly, right? What are you supposed to do with the oxygen mask? Put it on yourself first so that you can breathe and put it on to someone next to you. Why do they say this all the time? Because we'll probably put it on the person next to us and forget to put it on ourselves, and then we're both lost. Or how does Jesus say, love others as you love yourself? Realize that you are loved. Realize you take care of yourself. Realize grace takes care of you, and then you're able to take care of others. And that's maturity in grace. That's being an adult in Jesus. It means we feed ourselves, yes, but we do so with an eye towards others. Where can we do this for others? Sure, I need to be fed, but I'm here to listen and give. We know our limitations, and that's being an adult too. So sometimes, like with the disciples in our gospel reading today, even good disciples, good followers of Jesus, the original 12, need to be reminded. Even a good husband of many years of my vicarage needed to be reminded that real love of self is part of a real love of others. To love others as you love yourself so that you can be there for others. You can't give what you don't got. And our rest is ultimately found in Jesus, who feeds from his table and gives us, right? More faith, more hope, more strength, more power. What happens in our gospel reading? There's more people, there's more crowds out there always waiting to be fed. Just open the door, there it is. The disciples again are overwhelmed. It's late, send them away. Jesus says, "What do you got? Let me work with reality." Let me transform the mundane into something sublime. Let me add grace to a world where nothing is free. 5 and 2 fish, that's enough for Jesus. Sinners like you and me, well, that's enough. He's got this. He multiplies what we've got, sinners as we are, empty-handed. He fills us. He gives to us his life that others can be fed. It's possible. It is possible. The Lord's our shepherd. I shall not want. What do we got? Whatever you face that you see as impossible, realize you've got grace to give. Jesus is there for you. What do we got? Whatever that sin is, give it to Jesus to transform and forgive, to lighten that load, to make us realize his mercy. When we've got nothing, God takes what we've got. And we've got a little, God takes that too. God takes what we've got, you can remember it this way, and he makes a lot. That's why we take wine and bread. God makes body and blood in Jesus. He takes the ordinary into the extraordinary. We give an offering. God multiplies it. I've seen it year in and year out in my ministry. A testimony of God's love. God takes what we've got. He makes it a lot. There's more than enough actually to go around when we think that way. We are called then, right, to be givers of care and to realize that God cares deeply for us. And summer's a good time for this reading and to realize this again. Hopefully the pace is a little slower and we might listen a little more to this self-care and God's care for us. It's a formula of grace. What equates to a happy life? When we give what we got, God takes what we got. God makes a lot. Amen.